And a loose ball.
And a lot of tumbling bodies throughout this whole game.
And a very good pass to Austin Rice. Austin Rice, the big man, made it all the way down with the nice two-point play.
It had been since the 4:35 mark when North Carolina made the last points before that one right there for two.
Number 20 with it for Ubley. Missed it off that shot. And that was a smart play by North Huron on the other end. Nick Goretzky going up against the big 6'9" Trent Morrell. Pump faked and got him up in the air, and he fell on him.
Well, that's what the pump fake is for. Luckily for Goretzky, he's okay. That's three fouls on Morrell.
With 52 seconds left in the third quarter, not a scary number yet.
First free throw was missed by North Huron.
52 seconds, Ubley leading it 41-28 as Goretzky gets set to shoot his second.
Scoring update at the half, it's Millington leading Vassar 37-26. Austin LeVan, one of the big players there for Millington.
Player of the year candidate.
Makes his second, I believe.
Yep.
And Ubley comes up with it. Number 34, Tyler Brandell with it for Ubley to right. Haven't heard from him in a little while, right driving. And got it taken
away.
That's
a nice play by Austin Rice.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Very good play by Austin Rice. Just grabbed on like he wasn't even thinking about it.
When he grabbed that ball, he took right with him too because he was still hanging on the ball also in midair.
Austin Rice is a big man, and they're jumping on the floor. It's football again. And another jump ball. So North Huron is going to come up with it.
41-29, 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Full court pressure by Ubley as North Huron lobs that one to try and break it. They did break it, but Strzeski getting double teamed, almost fouled, I would say.
And bit of a hard foul, but Brandon Moore does help out right. He didn't want him to make that shot there either, so it's just a... wasn't too intentional, but didn't want to make it the shot.
It was a hard foul that, kind of... bodies got tangled.
Yeah, and
both teams are playing hard and say they respect each other in this game tonight.
And with it tipped away, you'd think that was a frustration. You could see Mike Strzeski running in, trying to tip it away. But Brandon Moore just kind of jumped up. Brandon Moore's a very strong kid as well.
First free throw is a miss there by Wright.
Wright shoots a second and makes that one 42-29 with 19 seconds in the third. Brandon Moore separates it and grabs it.
Ubley's relentless on the pressure.
Very, very good pressure.
And another turnover. I mean, this is the theme of the game for the Warriors.
Yeah, and North Huron has got to be frustrated by this. Very good pressure by Ubley as Ubley crosses with 10 seconds left. Wright trying to make some space, shoots it against Kyle Case, misses it, and Goretzky comes up, shoots a long ball. About 75 feet away and misses. That one is the end of the third quarter.
42-29, Ubley Bearcats leading to North Huron Warriors for our final quarter coming up here on Cruise 102.1.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the Ubley Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
Your number one North Huron Warrior fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Welcome back to Cruise 102.1, your final quarter in the fourth. It is Ubley leading 42-29 against North Huron.
And Ubley comes up with the ball out of that quarter and tipped away by Brandon Moore. But Ubley did come up with it right with the three-point shot, missed it. And Justin Clark comes up with it for the Warriors. Pass to the left to Nick Goretzky, driving, pulls it back, shoots the long two, makes that one 42-31.
I think they're going to put two more on there, right? No?
Right.
Okay, it was North Huron. Okay.
Right with it for Ubley. And after a couple passes and a quick foul, Ubley's going to be passing that one in. North Huron's Brandon Moore with his third foul, team fifth. Ubley has three fouls. Burton now with it for Ubley, passes it to the left to Wright. Wright to number 34, Tyler Brandel. Brandel trying to make some space against Nick Goretzky. Passes it to the right to Kabosky. Kabosky back to Brandel. Brandel to Wright on the top of the key. Quick handoff, looking like they're gonna try and take some time off. After a couple quick picks, Wright drove it, missed as he shot. Got fouled though, he's going to the line for two.
It's 42-31, 6:58 to go here in the final quarter. Four fouls on number 44, Brandon Moore of North Huron.
And that is
six fouls, two for North Huron.
Are we sure though? Because they just adjusted that to Justin Clark's first, which mean that Brandon Moore would have three.
Okay, so yeah, they're switching it.
I believe Wright missed that one.
Yep.
42-31, a couple substitutions for both teams.
Four possession game right now. North Huron down by 11.
Wright shoots and misses his second. And it was tipped out of bounds by Ubley, so North Huron's gonna come up with the ball.
The possession's gonna be key here as Ubley been taking every advantage of the turnovers by North Huron and taking some time off the clock, but also making key shots.
And North Huron, Justin Clark, got a real nice pass by, I believe, Kyle Case, made that one 42-33. 9-point game here at Kindy North Huron. Ubley with the ball now, 24. Damien Irvine passes it in up to the top of the key to Wright. Wright to Brandel. Brandel back to number 24, I believe, Irvine. Irvine to Burton. Burton on the left side, pass it into the high post to Morrell. Morrell missed that one. And it got tipped almost out of bounds, but saved by Ubley, right into the hands of a North Huron player. So they're going to try and capitalize off that, but they could not. Matt Kaczynski shot it, missed, and the big man came up with the rebound.
Under six to go here, 42-33, Ubley with the lead. What possession here? Three possession game. 9-point lead here for the Ubley Bearcats.
I gotta say, both teams playing very good defense, good pressure on both sides. As North Huron just stole it away. Justin Clark driving it for North Huron. It looks like he's getting fouled if you ask me, but I cannot say that. I'm not a ref.
And a wide open shot there, good steal. Good pickup there by number 14 for Ubley to get the score and to make it 44-33.
So North Huron's Justin Clark has the ball, passed it in and passed back. So Justin Clark around the top of the key to Goretzky. Goretzky to Ives on the left 3-point line.
It was Austin Burton making that last shot.
Ives shoots it and misses it, and Wright comes up with the ball for Ubley off that rebound.
It's been a quick game here tonight.
Very quick, 34-54, Morrell. Morrell shot it, missed, gets his own rebound. And put that up, got fouled along the way by number 10, Nick Goretzky. That is the team's. Should be the seventh foul, I believe.
He'll be going for two.
But it was in the act of shooting, so Morrell makes his first one. Very good shooting by such a big man. So Morrell getting set to shoot his second. 45-33, Ubley leading it with 4:58 in this ball game. Morrell shoots his second and makes that one, 46-33. Kyle Case with the ball now for North Huron. Brings it across the time.